This is the Sahaja Yoga Meditation Program. This is Brian Bell, Sahaja Yoga Australia. Sahaja means born with, and yoga means union. So Sahaja Yoga draws attention to the fact that we all have within us the qualities, the mechanisms that are needed to bring about the union of the spirit, that indestructible energy of wisdom and yearning we all have, to bring about its union with the great unending energy of creation that surrounds us. Every philosophy, every religion, every spiritual journey has its own name for this union. Hindus call it moksha. Islam, the ruach. It's knowing yourself. It's gaining the grace. It's freeing the spirit. Buddhists know it as enlightenment. Today in English, it is mostly referred to as self-realization, the realization or manifestation of the self, the spirit. Over the centuries, self-realization has been very hard to achieve. It often took years of penance and pain and living away from society. But in our day and age, the founder of Sahaja Yoga, Srimataji Nirmala Devi, has given us a very easy way that does not need much more than desire itself. Srimataji spent many years traveling the world, meeting those she called the seekers of truth, and granting them their yoga. Here she is at one of her programs.
We have to be the spirit. We are not this body. We are not these channels either. We are not the subconscious. And we are not the supraconscious. We are not this ego or this conditioning and these habits. Because we say, I have got habits, so who is this I? I have got children, so who is I? I have got two eyes, so who is this I? We never say, I am the eyes. So in subtle ways we know that I is different. When the doctors also call it as autonomous nervous system, they should ask one question, who is this auto? Auto means the one who drives the car. For example, we call it automobile, but there has to be a driver. So one has to realize that there is something missing still in a human awareness. And that's why all these problems of different types of arisen, suddenly, startlingly, we are facing them, like ecological problems. All kinds of imbalances in life have come. The reason is that human awareness or the mental projections, when they move in a linear way. And when they move in a linear way, they recoil and trouble us. You went into science, all right, science. Where? Atomic energy. Then the waste. Then all that repels you. These are all transitory things. There are so many transitory things we indulge into. So the essence of all the religions, if you go to the essence of it, not to the outside horrible nature of there that you see, but if you go to the basic essence of it, is this, that you should seek the eternal and you should look after the transitory in a way as much as it is required in its own limitations and in its understanding. This is where we have failed the second part and we have run after the transitory things. Just now I was driving through the park and I'm so enamored always by cedar trees, and there's so few left now. In 6 years' time, so many have disappeared. Because we go all out into one direction. Now money making should not be the aim of life. Because we have seen that people who have money are not very happy or peaceful people. It doesn't give you that peace, that joy. People talk of peace and of having no wars, and this is so superficial. There's something gone wrong with human beings somewhere, and they need today is the transformation. And this transformation is only possible if they get the enlightenment, and in that light they see where we are wrong. For example, somebody is holding a snake and it's darkness. You tell that person you are holding a snake, he'll say, no, I'm holding a rope. How do you argue with him? Best is to put on the light and let him have a look. So the spirit within you, when it enlightens you, you see for yourself what's wrong with you. You become your own master, you become your own guide. You don't need any guide. And this happening has to take place in these modern times, because we have reached a point where we have started thinking, where have we gone wrong? And that's how seeking of the truth has started. There are so many people all over the world who are seeking truth and falling into the traps, say traps of drugs, all kinds of these things like these tarot, this, that, all sorts of things and all outward things. Also, they fall into the traps of false gurus. And false gurus knew there is a market for befooling people. So they were here to make money out of you and to use you for their own purpose of making money. Now this is a living process within us. As we have become human beings in our evolutionary process, we have to become the higher personality. And to become the higher personality, there has to be some way which has to be spontaneous. As we have become spontaneously human beings, in the same way, spontaneously it has to happen to us that we become the higher human being, where our human awareness becomes something much more. As Jung has said very clearly, that we have to become collectively conscious. Collectively conscious. Now this is not just I'm saying that we are all friends, Canadians, and all of us are friends and talking about we are brothers and sisters. It's all output. When it comes to reality, we find we are not friends. Even in one family we find there's no love. The reason is this collective consciousness is a part and parcel of your central nervous system. So it has to manifest on your central nervous system. How it works out is that once you become a realized soul, or you have your second birth, as they call it, when the Kundalini pierces through your fontanel bone area and you get connected with this all-pervading power, then your spirit manifests. And the spirit is the collective being within us. Then you start feeling on your fingertips, clearly. On our fingertips, we start feeling the centers that are yours and the centers of others. If you can just decode it, if you could just decode it and know what these indications mean. For example, now here the centers are shown on the hand, that these are the centers, are 5, 6 and 7, like we can see 5, fingers, 6 and 7. These are the 7 centers on the right hand side, which they deal with your physical and your intelligence or your mental side. And the right hand deals with your future. While the left side also we have 5, 6 and 7, and these deal also with the 7 centers within us. Now even a child, if she's a realized soul, even if there are 10 children who are realized souls, you just ask them to put hands towards somebody, close their eyes, or you can tie up their eyes, and they will tell you the same thing. What's wrong with this fellow? They'll raise the fingers, whatever is wrong with that person, and immediately you can diagnose the person, what's the problem with the person is. So now the whole system is working out towards our destruction in a way, because we care so much for transitory things. Now transitory things are transitory because inbuilt within them is the power to destroy, otherwise they would have been permanent. So once we run after the transitory things, at a point it reaches and relapses on us, and the destruction of the society starts. Destruction of all that is beautiful within us destroys, and gradually we become like robots, or I don't know what to say, because the human beings lose their beauty of their love, of their understanding, of their oneness, that they are part and parcel of the whole. The microcosm has to become the macrocosm. All these things are achieved only by this connection of the Kundalini with the all-pervading power. For example, now I'm speaking on this instrument, it's a simple thing, but unless and until it is connected to the mains, it has no meaning. In the same way, unless and until we are connected to the mains, our life has no meaning. We cannot understand absolute truth. We live in a relative world. For some people this is very good, for some people this is very good, some people say this is ideal, but it is not. How are we to decide that this is absolute? Absolute can be decided only when you have reached that point of absolute truth. The Spirit is the one, it is the source of absolute truth, absolute love. We can call it a complete pure love. And it is pure knowledge. This Spirit is within us, in our heart. Only thing, it has to now manifest into our attention. And when it manifests in our attention, even our attention becomes very powerful. Even with your attention, you can do many things. Of course, all benevolent, nothing harmful or destructive. You can pay attention to somebody and it works so wonderfully. All these things are within us like a computer we are. We are already a computer in a way, because we don't have to program ourselves to see what is the color of this and that. But this computer is a divine computer. And a new race comes up out of this, which is enlightened, which has collective consciousness, which has the power. So such a person becomes extremely dynamic, very powerful, at the same time extremely compassionate and loving and patient. He becomes very peaceful. This is the personality advantage. But he gets powers to raise the Kundalini. He can raise the Kundalini of others, like one light which is enlightened can enlighten another light. In the same way, you can have the power to raise the Kundalini and give realization to others. That's how Sahaja Yoga spreads. And it has worked wonders in so many countries. Now, we have Sahaja Yoga working in 35 countries. In Turkey I went and I was amazed. In a Muslim country, everybody warned me, Mother, you are going to a Muslim country. They turned out to be the best Sahaja Yogis. Such wonderful people they were, because they are fed up of fundamentalism. They are fed up of all kinds of nonsensical ideas that are coming from the West, also from the East. And they are just there. That is the best country I found in the whole of Europe, which has worked out Sahaja Yoga. So we have to now understand that we have not yet solved our problems. And if we have to solve our problems, we have to become the Spirit. For this you cannot pay. What can you pay for a living process? Supposing you have to sprout a seed, what do we pay to the Mother Earth? She doesn't understand money. First thing you must know, you cannot pay for it. And if anybody says that you have to pay, then no, it's all falsehood. It's some sort of a black magic that they put some sort of a spirit in you and you feel some sort of a feeling and that passes out. It doesn't give you any powers. It has to give you the power of raising the Kundalini of others and giving them realization. But talking about the knowledge is like talking about the electricity, the history of electricity, instead of just switching off, switching on. Because after all, it's all built in within you. So better is to get your realization and then better talk about it and know about it and get all the knowledge. In that light, you will understand it much better than without. Now here, as I told you, that it is your own power. This Kundalini is your own power, which is there in 3.5 coils. And coils means Kundalini in Sanskrit language. That's why it was called as Kundalini. Now this knowledge developed more in India And in other countries also, I was surprised the other day, my son-in-law, who is doing some comparative studies, he told me that in South Africa, they have made the picture of Kundalini and chakras long time back. And it is very surprising in so many countries which were very old, like Greece and all that, they knew about Kundalini. It is amazing that they knew all about it, but the whole thing vanished into thin air, the knowledge, and became a very secretive knowledge. Now the time has come to talk about it and tell everything about it, because the divine, I would say, is anxious to save this creation, which is so important. So you are at the epitome of evolution. Just you have to break through. It is a little journey which is very simple, which is not at all disturbing, and it works out. But to keep this connection all right, to make this connection permanent, you have to little bit spend some time to understand it, that's all. You don't have to pay for it, but you have to give little time. After all, why are we having watches around us? We are having watches to save some time, to save ourselves. And this is a little time you have to give, not much, but little time, and you can, within 1 month's time, you can become masters, if you really want to. May God bless you all.
It is through this spontaneous happening of self-realization that we gain the ability to meditate in a rich, rewarding, deep, and balancing way. So first, let's undertake the simple process of yoga, union, self-realization as shown to us by Srimataji. It only takes a few moments. Sit comfortably on a chair or cross-legged on the floor. Slip off your shoes. If you're on a chair, keep the feet flat on the floor or the ground, separated. Keep the back straight, but relaxed. Close the eyes. Now there are a series of simple actions and questionings to take the attention along the path to yoga and into meditation. Let the left hand rest palm upward on the lap, and place the right hand on the heart. Quietly, to yourself, ask the question, am I the spirit? Address the mothering life force in us, mother, am I the spirit? Now move the right hand down to the base of the rib cage on the left side and ask another question. Mother, am I my own master? Mother, am I my own master? Take the right hand down to where the left leg meets the body. Here is where the energy center or chakra that is concerned with our knowledge is placed. Now a request. Mother, please give me divine knowledge. Mother, please give me divine knowledge. Now, right hand back on the heart. I am the pure spirit. With confidence, I am the pure spirit. Now take the hand to the point where the left shoulder meets the neck. Turn the head to the right and say, I am not guilty. Guilt gets in the way of the flowing life force. I am not guilty. Place the hand across the forehead. The energy center at this point, for most of us in this day and age, is very constricted. So to free it up, bend the head a little and say, I forgive. I forgive everyone. As we forgive, so we ask for forgiveness. As we forgive, so we ask for forgiveness. Third time. As we forgive, so we ask for forgiveness. Bend the head back and place the palm on the back of the head and address the divine force around us. Please forgive me if I have done anything wrong, knowingly or unknowingly. Please forgive me if I have done anything wrong, knowingly or unknowingly. Finally, place the palm of the hand on the top of the head, on that bone which was soft as a child, fontanelle bone. Stretch the fingers and rotate the hand, moving the scalp in a clockwise direction. And here we say, Mother, please give me my self-realization. Mother, please give me my self-realization. Hold the hand about 10 centimeters above the crown of the head. Can you feel a whisper of cool energy on the palm? Place the left hand over the head. Can you feel it? A gentle, cool breath of air? If you can't, try again a little later. This is self-realization, the flow of cool energy up through the body and into the air above the head. Place the hands back on the lap, keep the attention at the top of the head, and let all thought seep away. All thoughts of yesterday and tomorrow. Meditation is thoughtless awareness. Mental silence. Allow it to happen. Regular meditation brings us to the center, to the balance. Meditation every morning and evening, 10 minutes or so, takes us into peace, away from tensions on the one side or depression on the other, into relaxation and strengthening joy. Anyone can develop their self-realization on their own, but it is easier and more fulfilling to share the process. Sahaja Yoga holds public programs all over the world. To find one near to you, go to our website, freemeditation.com.au. freemeditation.com.au. Thank you for listening.